Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, more of your calls coming up. And in the shower, I'm going to break down my analysis of why we're going into a real revolution. I can confirm to you this is it. We hold destiny in our hands. A bunch of other news I've gotten to, but we're taking your calls, seeing what directions those take us in. Real fast, finishing up, Archangel, listener in Pennsylvania, sent us a lot of good tips over the years. He's taken part in the Obama Joker poster contest. And the reason I chose the Obama Joker to do a contest with is the media said it was racist and bad and that we shouldn't be doing it. When it has nothing to do with race. It's saying he's an arch criminal. People did this with George Bush. And so that's why I chose it, was because they were trying to restrict it, restrict its First Amendment. And so I said, oh, you don't like this? Well, we're going to do it more. Okay, it's not that we have some thing with the Joker. It's that this was a big national issue. And so we're now showing you where the First Amendment's gone, where I'm being attacked for doing this contest, my videos are being erased, this guy can't get them made at Kinko's. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. And Obama's on TV saying, report people that criticize me to the White House, citizen spy groups, and the press secretary saying Limbaugh might get in trouble. He's on thin ice. He better watch it. And they got the fairness doctrine introduced in three bills. Go ahead, Archangel. That's your handle out there on the web. Great handle, by the way. You made the great point. I mean, they are on afterburners right now trying to say it's wrong to criticize their agenda. That isn't going to work. So I see more people in the streets. It isn't going away. This is only the beginning. I see this getting really nasty because they're going to make it nasty. They don't have a choice but to make it nasty, Archangel. And we don't have a choice but to try to take the high road and expose them for what they're doing with the Internet while we've still got it.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, but the thing is, with the things that they've done and they continue to do, they're escalating this to where at some point it's going to hit a flashpoint, and then I can't guarantee that all bets won't be off. What worries me the most is a lot of Americans don't know. Some are waking up, some are not. Where I live, my whole community is mostly either mind-numb zombies or O-bots, and I'm like the only the freak show here on the corner. My house looks like the United Nations. I have like 30 flags hanging from the Gadsden flag and Liberty and all the patriotic flags. I had the news media up here. Well, why are you flying all these flags? Because it's my right.
And all Americans need to start doing that because we're the majority. I don't care what color you are, how old you are, even what your politics are. You better stand up for free speech and against the New World Order. And look, they knew this all along. They knew Obama was going to come in, lie about everything he said he was going to do. Everybody was going to get angry with him. A certain percentage of diehard people will drink the Kool-Aid and won't care. And they plan on making us all fight with each other while the bankers steal everything. Obama is the false flag. That just came to me last night. He is the false flag. You know, we talked about how he wanted to divide and how he was going to be used for that, but he is the false flag. He is meant to be destroyed in the polls. He is meant to become a diversion himself. And even if I sit here and try to say, don't make it about Obama, he's going to make it about him. That's his job.
Well, they're coming after us. This is not a drill at this point. I think that when pigs fly and NWO flu and all this martial law talk and all this stuff, they are getting ready for the big move against us, I believe, in every way, shape, and form. Collapse the market, close the banks, martial law. Oh, swine flu's going to get it. Take these poison killer shots. The list is endless, and they're coming after us now. And when they open the door and let all this stuff out of Pandora's box, I don't know what we're going to do. We have a right to live. We have a right to be left alone. That's all we want. We want to live in peace and freedom and be left alone, and they're just not having it. And they're stealing our money. They're stealing our houses, stealing our jobs, stealing our children's and grandchildren's wealth in the future. At some point, we have to stay up and not only say no. We have to stand up and say, we've had enough. And these arguments and these parties and these things that town hall meetings is great. Keep it up. Let it go. We have to do something or just lay down and die. I'm not going to lay down and die. I'm a Vietnam era veteran of the United States Air Force. I'm not laying down and dying. I'll fight.
Stay there.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in this hour, I'm going to break down the American Revolution, Part 2. Is it going to be peaceful or is it going to be bloody? The establishment has their way, it's going to be bloody. Also, I've known about this for about an hour and I forgot to get to it. Swine flu's worst case scenario, paranoia or preparedness? And Fox News quotes us like we're credible. So that's what I mean. This is starting to get Twilight Zone level. In addition to planning mass graves and crematoriums operating around the clock, governments are planning to implement martial law in response to a pandemic, Kurt Nemo wrote for Infowars.com, which has been tracking disturbing developments in swine flu preparedness. Nemo pointed to a report in the Daily Telegraph that referred to the British government's emergency plans for mass graves, inflatable mortuaries, 24-hour cremations, and express funerals. Yeah, his stories point to the, they also point to the Rocky Mountain News, to the actual documents we got from the state of New York. I mean, we don't just come in here. I mean, Fox News itself is saying the troops are getting ready with NORTHCOM to lock down U.S. cities and forcibly inoculate. Helga, who I've known for about 10 years, who lived in Austin, she's German, moved back to Germany. She called the office this morning and said that it was on mainline national German news radio that they're growing the swine flu in cancer viruses. And I'd seen some of that in reports of one company developing it over there. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's insane. Now, again, if we expose this, that there's no law, you got to take the shot, that it's a fraud, and if they can't get their own first responders to take it, they're not going to get away with this in the fall. And then I'm going to be blamed for making up that the army was going to be on the streets and making up they were going to inoculate us. I'm reporting what's on the news. But that's how the COINTELPRO operates. You know, I report, ABC News goes on and says a missile's been fired at the U.S. from Russia. I go on and say, ABC News reported this. I don't know if it's true. Come back in 10 minutes later and say, okay, ABC News said it was a Scud on a trajectory, but nowhere near the U.S. And then it becomes, I made up a missile. Everybody knows on record that they're announcing all over TV. I've played here, and we could play here, clip after clip. Played one last week, Fox, CNN, ABC, all over the news. In fact, just Google it. Army to aid during swine flu, or army to quarantine cities. You know, I saw this big attack piece on me saying Jones lies and says foreign troops involved in NLE 09, and then shows no proof that I lied. The FEMA press release said foreign troops were involved in the drill. We covered it and said it's regular operating procedure. I've shot video of foreign troops in drills. See, the ad hominem or strawman attacks against me are all counting on you being ignorant. They're all counting on you not checking the facts I've laid out. I mean, look, he just went to Mexico, and they said they're going to bring in their North American Union through crises like the flu. That was in the 1997 Banff Canada meeting that we cover in my film Endgame, that they would use flu. Here it is, North American Union for flu reasons. I mean, it never ends, the covers they use. So my point is, you know, they did try to order 14 million first responders to take smallpox shots. And remember, a bunch of them started dying, so they said no. And then Tommy Thompson wouldn't take it, the head of Health and Human Services. We can say no, but when we have a victory, the enemy then says, oh, where's the martial law? See, this is how they operate. Meanwhile, look at the tyranny. Look at the loss of freedom. Look at all the announcements of NORTHCOM to be on the streets of America and real military checkpoints. Look, you're making some great points. I don't want to go to John, Matthew, Sean, Ronnie, and Cody quickly, but Archangel caller from Pennsylvania, who couldn't get the Obama contest posters printed, he had to shop around. You were finishing up a point. You're right. The enemy is going to press and push and drill and hammer until they do get people to actually fight back. That's why they're having homeland security drills with the Army in Tennessee and Missouri and Texas. Notice the heartland. They're really worried about us. Where militias attack the Army who are, quote, running flu checkpoints. So, see, they know there's going to be families that when the government tries to take their kids are just going to flip out and shoot the troops. It's guaranteed going to happen. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. People try to not do that or avoid that. But what are you going to do when they're grabbing your kids? I mean, I broke the clergy response teams a year and a half before it got declassified. And what were they doing? Training you to take your kids, break up your families. I mean, they really plan on this. And, see, New Orleans was a beta test. Now they want to do bigger beta tests. And then a bigger operation comes after that. But they are planning to get people into firefights with police and military. And I just told the police and military, they're releasing the flu. They're staging this. There's no doubt. We've had a bunch of virologists and epidemiologists on. All of them but one say it's clearly manufactured. Nyman says, oh, no, it's, you know. And I'm like, well, what about this? What about that? And he never has answers for it. You know, he's saying it's this big doom, huge thing, and they're having their flu season in the other hemisphere, and less than 2,000 people died, when normally it's hundreds of thousands. I mean, look, I'm hoping it's all just hype to get you to take vaccines, and then God knows what's in those. What's your take on all this, Archangel?
I believe that part of it is a false flag, and part of it is just to force people to take the shots. We definitely know that the shots...
Exactly, to set the precedent... To set the precedent to get people to take the shots. Go ahead.
Now, they're also, I mean, look, they're taking our rights and freedoms every day. So they're hitting us on all fronts. Okay, they're going to do this all at one time. Like, they're ramping it up, I'd say, August, September. The beginning of October at the first, all this is going to come to pass, what they want to do to us. And look, we have to put aside our partisan differences, as you say, as Americans of all races and creeds of color. We must make this stand together. Now, we are fighting for our lives. We are fighting for our children. We are fighting for our country. We are fighting for our very immortal souls against evil men and women in power, in government, in the corporate structures, in Baxter Pharmaceuticals, in all these places. We have to make this stand now. We have to make it united. We all can't be Alex Jones. We all can't be Archangel. But what we can be is the best men and women we can be and do our part in this fight to save ourselves and our country. We must do it now. This is, I keep telling people, this is not a drill. If we wait, what will happen if we wait? They will take everything we have. Are you going to wait till they knock at your door? We want your guns. Are you going to wait till they knock at the door? Take this shot. No, we must tell them no. We must vehemently oppose them. And
I agree. In fact, I think I should make a one sheet with like 10 bullet points in big black ink, but then people won't really pay attention to it. Maybe it goes with a bigger poster of one image saying, read this, with an arrow below it, pointing to the next piece of paper you put under it that gives like 10 bullet points about the swine flu vaccine. And we should have a campaign to get people to not take the shot. Archangel, keep up the great work, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you, too, sir.
You bet. We appreciate you. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, but I wanted to play this clip from C-SPAN yesterday. And Paul Watson has this from the Sunday edition of the Washington Journal. And they have the Politico writer on. And the lady's going, look, I'm not partisan. And she lays out exactly what all these people are saying. Now, again, it'd be fine if it was partisan people out not wanting this. That's their right. But it's not. It's both Republicans and Democrats being booed off the stage. And I've now discovered it's not just my videos that are exposing that this is nonpartisan. It's other videos exposing that it's nonpartisan that are being taken down all over the web. Because the establishment is scared, folks. If the American people get together and stop fighting over race and religion and all this and start fighting against the Federal Reserve and the corrupt bankers and figure out how we're being robbed and raped financially, it's over, folks. It's a very small criminal group that owns both parties. The two parties are sick of their bosses and their masters blackmailing them and all this. They want to shake them off, too. If we ever start thinking about the bankers, this is what Gandhi said to the Indians. It was something like 300 million Indians during his time. It's over a billion now. And he was like, I forget the exact ratio. It was something in some areas like one Brit for every 1,000 Indians, but in some areas for every couple hundred. And he's like, look at you. They play you off against each other. That's why we can't get rid of them. So he traveled the country for 20 years saying, believe in yourself. Don't fight with your neighbors. You know, Hindu and Muslim, stop killing each other. Stop letting them manipulate you. Stop. They're playing you off against each other. That's how the United States took over the Native Americans. The natives would come and say, help me kill my neighbors. Give me part of their land. You get the other half. And then 5 years later, the unified Anglos, it's all tribal, they would then knock off the tribe that they'd help knock off the other tribe. We've got to get sophisticated enough to understand this. Let's go ahead and start the clip. Here she is.
Our last call comes from Leah in Manchester, New Hampshire, on our line for independence. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to clarify a few things about these manufactured, angered crowds. I've never been politically active in my life. I've never done anything like go to a protest ever. I started going to protest these tea parties back on the 4th of July, and the reason that you're seeing the numbers grow and swell and become bigger and bigger is not only because of the health care legislation, but like you said earlier, all these massive bills, thousands of pages long, that are passed with almost no debate, no time for us to see what's in it, in direct controversy of what was promised about transparency and a new era of we're going to know what we're doing in advance. I see politicians admit on TV that they can't read it and they can't understand it because of its complexity. Lawyers who are writing these bills say they need lawyers to tell them what's in the bill. Now, when I watch the news people stand here and tell me that I am a member of a hired mob and that I've been called up by the Republican Party, they only wish they could have done something like this. I've never been contacted by any organized group. This is an organic movement. And when people stand there and lie to me about what I know is going on, how can I trust them when they tell me it's going to save money when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't?
We'll be right back. Your call's coming up. Tons of news.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Let's finish up with this lady calling into C-SPAN saying it perfectly. We've got it posted in an article that Paul Watson wrote detailing the fact that these are organic. And the media is now having to start to admit that, and they're having to start to admit because it's backfiring on them. They don't want to tell the truth. They've been trying to imply it's Republicans beating people up, and the problem is it's the people getting arrested are the ones attacking the quote, Tea Party people. And the Tea Party were kind of a nucleus. And Glenn Beck and others tried to hijack those, but I've been to these events. The Republicans get booed off the stage, too. And that's the message I've been putting out that's getting removed off YouTube. They do not like it. They are not happy. Because they need to play Republican and Democrat off against each other so we don't look at the elite and go after them. Go ahead and finish her up.
Party. They only wish they could have done something like this. I've never been contacted by any organized group. This is an organic movement. And when people stand there and lie to me about what I know is going on, how can I trust them when they tell me it's going to save money, when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't, that it's going to cover everybody, when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't, that it's going to let me keep my health care, when common sense tells you that that's not what's going to be the end result of this, when the government ends up providing all the health care, which the man who wrote the bill in the beginning says.
Leah.
Go watch it. Jacob Hacker, who wrote this, says that in time, and President Obama said it, we will all be swallowed up in this government plan. When people lie to us, we don't trust them when they give us platitudes about what's in the bill.
Leah, are you planning to, are there any town halls planned in your area, in your neck of the woods?
No, my congressmen are afraid. Now they won't even come out and meet us face to face. They want to do some phony telephone thing so that we can't judge their facial expressions. We can't say with a follow-up question, I'm sorry, that didn't answer my question. Could you please? And, you know, yes, people are getting angry. That doesn't mean it's fake. It means it's real. And, by the way, about the caller who says this is all racial, the only person I've seen that's been attacked, physically attacked, is a black man who was attacked by SEIU, and he says they were black. So I'm getting tired of the race card. I'm getting tired of the lies. I'm getting tired of the media not telling us what's in these bills, but giving us a bunch of Republicans say this and Democrats say that. I don't care.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your call, Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Make that woman a congressperson. See, but that can't happen. We've got to only make government criminals and people on the payroll part of it. And they're scared to death of us getting together. They are scared to death of these facts coming out. They are scared to death. And this is unbelievable. I told you a few weeks ago, I said, watch, they're going to cancel these meetings. And now scores of articles about how they're canceling for security. And why? Because your thugs then beat people up and that backfired. See, first, the White House put out memos. It's in the New York Times and Washington Times saying, go out and get in their face and provide cover for our congresspeople. And if they hit you, hit them twice as hard. But nobody was hitting them. So they went out and beat people up. And now, and not just the black guy, they're beating up women, you name it. The videos are all out there. We'll play some coming up. And so that's backfiring. So they just said, that's it. We cancel the meetings. And they're canceling from New York, New Jersey, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Texas, California. The articles are pouring in to our inboxes, mainstream news, canceling, 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 canceling. And you heard this lady. Her congresspeople canceled meetings. But Ron Paul's having barbecues with tens of thousands. And, you know, Peter Schiff has a money bomb and 800 and something foul. Last time I checked, was raised in one day. And, you know, my numbers are exploding. AM and FMs are picking us up. You know, they're owned by private individuals. My numbers on the web, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are just climbing. Infowars is the number one alternative site. Prison Planet's number two. My videos are number one on YouTube, Google, Obama deception, still number one all over the charts. It's 5 months later. I mean, we are just savaging the enemy right now. Because the sleeping giant, if it gets moving, and believe me, it's not even moving yet. We got the giant kind of up in bed going, taking the nightcap off, and the establishment's, And folks, I'm telling you, if we just get the giant up and bring a big black pot of coffee up and go, have some of this. You know, that's when, here you go, Buster. If the giant's so big and so powerful, the globalists will back off. But if the giant's only halfway awake, they're going to come and confuse the giant. They're going to come over and have a bumblebee land on his nose and sting him and say that the Patriots did it. Try to, me giant, me crush, We have to, like, educate the giant very, very quickly because the battle has now been joined. And again, they're removing our videos, folks, from YouTube because one of them showed the Joker poster and they said that's racist. You're not allowed to show Obama in a lampooned light that ancient American convention is now illegal. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
To play the video of the police brutally attacking an Alzheimer's patient. And I see these reports every few days where an autistic person or retarded person is beaten or killed by police. They've had it a couple times in Austin where mentally retarded men are out, and the police pull up and say, come here, and they go, you know, I mean, I've actually seen on the news some of the footage, and they'll go, and then start walking away, and the cop just draws down and shoots them right in the back. And then remember, Chicago police 2 weeks ago said, yeah, if you run from us, we're going to shoot you in the back. That was CBS News. And they said, yeah, that's our policy. I mean, it isn't all about you being an authority. The only person you should be shooting in the back is if somebody's got a hostage or if somebody's got a weapon or if somebody's been, I think if somebody starts driving recklessly, ramming into other cars in these car chases, I think the police ought to open up on them because that's a deadly weapon. But you get some retarded guy going, no, starts running from the cops, and they just get down on one knee, and it's like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, oh, I mean, that is crazy. That is cold-blooded killing. It's just out of control. But, I mean, just the wanting to use force. And I could see wanting to use some force on some big guy with tattoos all over him going, come on, cop, let's go. Then that's when you're supposed to get your warrior instinct up and want to fight somebody. You're not supposed to want to fight a retarded, you know, 20-year-old. You're not supposed to want to fight an autistic person. You're not supposed to want to fight an 87-year-old. Your instinct as a man or as a woman is to want to fight people that are actually a threat to you. I don't know how to I don't understand it. I mean, I can't even get aggressive with somebody who isn't powerful. I mean, I'm not even wired that way. I mean, I don't understand this system. I don't understand these people. Because the cops I see tend to enjoy, like all these pro-lifers, I've got videos of them. If they're sitting out on the sidewalk, the cops, legally in federal court, torture them worse than Abu Ghraib or Camp X-Ray. They take nunchucks and twist their arms till they break with the bones sticking out. We've shown the video. YouTube bans that, by the way. Oh, you can show a beheading video. Because that's what they want to show. But you show, and again, how do they get whole police departments in L.A. and it's a couple other states to break men and women's arms and laugh about it? And then the cops get excited after they're beating them and pull out their billy clubs after they see blood. I don't know. You're a different type of animal. I mean, what makes me tick is different from what makes you tick. And I know there are a lot of police that have, you know, good instincts and do actually want to go after bad guys. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't go to 6th Street anymore because 10, 11 years ago, I would go down there just to film Halloween videos, you know, of what people thought politically, asking them questions. And I'd see cops just beat people up for no reason and slam women's heads in the ground. And I started seeing shaved head cops with black gloves looking for a fight and going, you got a problem, punk? And I was just like, I got to get out of here. So, and I rarely went down there to begin with, but the only time I go to 6th Street now is when I get invited by a TV station or radio station. PBS, of all people, wanted me on locally for Austin TV about South by Southwest this year. Some radio stations wanted me down there, and I went down there. But I keep my eyes down and just keep going because the cops are looking for trouble. I mean, I was actually looking around for a bar I was supposed to go in for an interview, and a nice cop walks over and goes, you looking for something? Yeah, it's right over there, just about six down that way. Well, I said, thank you, officer. He went, oh, you bet. Have a great day. That was a person who wants honor on the badge. That's a person who wants to build up his position as a peace officer and work with the community, not the guys that are just like bouncers who decided to become cops who got an attitude. I'll tell you, another reason I don't go down to the Bar District of Austin, because there are some good restaurants down there, is it was bouncers, too. I remember in college taking dates down there, and you'd be walking through and just showing your ID, and a big guy would go, feeling tough tonight, huh, punk? How about you make a move? And I'd see him do it to me and to other people, and I wouldn't even get mad. I would like, is this a joke? You know, but these are guys on steroids who can't get women, or even if they can't perform. And they've got attitudes, and they're in a position where legally they can beat you up and get away with it, so they're looking for a fight. Meanwhile, the bankers are ripping him off, the system's scamming him, all the nerds. See, this is the nerds rule. The globalists are nerds into science and facts and studying how humans operate and how to manipulate us, and they're all, oh, you're a big bouncer. Oh, I control whole mercenary armies. See, that's their attitude to you, the big bouncer, and you work for them. You're just the thug they use. They laugh at you. I mean, these guys, like the White House science czar, I know their mindset. I've read their writings. When they see the thugs that protect them, they think, hello, good morning. Oh, you're drinking your fluoride and taking your shots and her brain damage, and they look at you like they're examining you. And it's a dominant power trip. See, the bouncer likes to act tough at the bar. Not all bouncers, but I'm saying, you know, these thug ones. Just like a thug cop wants to act that way. Not all cops, but the bad ones. People always do straw man attacks and say, I hate all unions, I hate all cops, I hate all bouncers. No, I don't hate all jail guards. I'm talking about the sadomasochistic ones that are into being thugs and pressing on the nerve of raw power. And the point I wanted to make is the scientific dictators, they're into acting very homely and very weak and, you know, very Emperor Palpatine. Oh, I just want to help. Oh. And that's what they're doing. And And they just enjoy the, look, they love going into crowds of people and seeing everyone they're drugging, everyone they're diseasing, everyone they're implanting with cancer viruses, everyone they're sterilizing. It's just a quiet sort of enjoyment. And they even write about this, about the satisfaction helping the earth. So all you tough guys need to get tough. And actually, instead of acting tough at bars, you know, and tough at the club or tough at work, why don't you get tough for your family and humanity and become real men? Why don't you cops that like beating people up become real men? See, because the system you love that's given you this petty power is punking you. And this show is about not being punked. You understand? It's about really being a human being, really being straight and strong. Does that mean we have all the answers? No. But we got guts, and guts is enough, and we're taking action. And we're committed. We're following this road wherever it goes. You understand? The road goes straight into the New World Order. Boom! We're not stopping. We're committed. We're accelerating. We're giving it the gas. Full throttle. Ah! You understand that? It's a good feeling. And a lot of you got one chance to really live and one chance to do what's right. You're meant to be a warrior for liberty. You're meant to stand up for strength. You're meant to be educated and informed. They also train guys that being informed and being knowledgeable is wimpy. Boy, you don't know about history and real warriors, do you? You are in a sick, arrested development culture. Get out of it. All right, I said I'm taking calls, and I promise, the start of the next hour, not even the eight after, I'm going into the master plan, New World Order, the revolution. Which way is it going to go? The crossroads, all of this. But I got some clips I want to play and some calls. So let's take a few calls right now. Matthew in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Nothing, man. I just want to tell you about, I ran into a Freemason, and he told me to read some books, and he said, like, to become a Freemason, not that I wanted to become a Freemason or anything. He said, read, William Cooper's To Behold the Pale Horse. I think it was Defrauding America by, Ralph Emerson. And, I just wanted to let you know, Ralph, Rush Limbaugh, he told America that William Cooper was dangerous, and he was one of the dangerous radio hosts. I just want you to be careful, man. Love you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Look, I'm not in the business of getting in fights with William Cooper. But people tried to set him up against me because he did some jealousy broadcasts, and most people that attack me aren't government agents. They're mad. And he started seeing that I was more popular than him. I never heard his radio show. Never heard it. And you go back to my early TV shows. You know, I was citing G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul. Those were the people. If you see those first shows, I was pretty close to a mainline Republican. Kind of like Republicans today that are starting to get into Ron Paul. That was about the level I was at. I mean, I knew about the Federal Reserve. I knew about global banks. I knew about monopoly capitalism. I knew socialism and fascism were controlled by the banks. I'd read Gary Allen's. You know who woke me up? It's Gary Allen. It's Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, you know, published that book. He paid for it. That's who woke me up. And so I wasn't into UFOs. I've never covered UFOs. That's not me. He was a UFOologist. That's what he did. And he was on WBCQ that no one can hear in Texas. And by the time after I'd interviewed him, trying to help him out, when I heard the IRS was after him, the age of the internet had begun, people said, hey, you better know who this guy is. Here are audio recordings of him attacking you. So I was sent cassette tapes that were recorded off shortwave that I could barely understand. So I didn't really listen to much of it. I popped one in, and he said that I'm a transvestite that wears ruby nipple rings, and I thought it was a joke. And then I finally read the Behold the Pale Horse I've been mailed. I've been mailed a lot of them, and it was it said that Jesus was sacrificed by aliens, and there were holograms and flying saucer submarines, and I mean, I couldn't get through it. And so I'm forced to just explain to people that William Cooper could attack me all he wanted to, and that's fine. It was all just because Genesis put my show on at night, and he flipped out. Now, since then, I've heard a lot of it and thought I was going up against him. I had never heard him. I don't have time to listen to cassette tapes people send me. One time driving up to Waco to build the memorial church for those that died, I popped it in the cassette in my Tahoe and was just like, you know, I mean, those recordings are out there. You know, he said I was at a public event, being given an award, dressed as a transvestite, and Jesus is an alien. I mean, this was just, Jesus was being filmed with aliens, holograms. I mean, just lunatic, crazy. I mean, just lunatic nuts. I had no idea. And I was talking to Jason Burmis about this the other night. He goes, yeah, he went and printed it up, actually. In fact, get Jason's here. And I cleaned off the desk. Get him to print the passages where aliens filmed Jesus being crucified by the other aliens. I mean, folks, you know, if that... it's just so crazy to me that that's what COINTELPRO used to try to discredit me, is that guy, who everybody I talked to said that you would call him up and he would just start screaming and cussing at you. And he was well known for that. And just so out of his mind that I don't think he was an agent, though. I think he was a complete lunatic. And, you know, I cover real issues, things I can prove, documented facts I can cover. And I don't like speaking ill of the dead. But from the grave, that guy attacks me. And, I mean, have people really looked? I mean, it's like that there's some, what's his name? See, I haven't seen much of it, but I've got YouTube hooked up to a TV set in my garage. And for about a week or two, I was addicted to watching videos attacking me so I could run and watch him and laugh. But there's a guy, I forget his name. He writes books about the Vatican running everything. And I've exposed the Vatican and all the other for a world government and New World Order and all this. But no, he says I'm a Vatican assassin agent. It'll pop in my head in a minute. And I'm this super evil guy and all this stuff with no evidence, no proof. And then I actually went and watched him, and he said that Catholic priests doing black magic, fire, atom bombs, and that they drop them out of flying saucers on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, this is the most howling at the moon, lunatic stuff. And then I get emails the few times I've mentioned that saying, yes, it's true, and you're an evil devil, and you know how to create A-bombs. I mean, these people, are, and they mean it, folks. I know how to go, zzz, A-bomb, power, power, pew. And I mean, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Anyways, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, we're going off down side issues now. I just get sad for people that spend the majority of their time believing these people. And look, I have nothing against Jewish people. I even have Jewish friends who are really nice, great people, and went to college with Jewish friends. I had an Iraqi friend in high school and college, too. You know, Iraqis are nice people, had black friends, have black friends. But they Photoshop my head and say it's real on somebody's body. And then put me next to a Jewish lady and put me in a photo with rabbis and say it's real. And people say, respond to this. This is your Jewish wedding. It's not true. I mean, you know, I can't spend all day responding to this. Look, I'm not into holograms of Jesus being crucified. I'm not into flying submarines. I'm not into chupacabras. And I'm not bashing people that are. They can be into that all day. But I am who I am. I am what I say I am. And I'm faithful to everybody 110%. I'm the real deal. Just like you're the real deal. And you're meant to get confused and spend all your time and energy wondering if I'm real or not, so that you wonder if you're real. Instead of going out and taking action, warning people, getting involved, going to these county commissioner meetings, city council meetings, when your congressman comes to town, everything I've been saying to show that we, the majority, don't agree with the issues. I try to cover actual issues and trends. Instead, half of our movement spends their time talking about me and whether I'm real or not. And that's great if I was just a Hollywood star and it was whether I was on the tabloids or not. It's bad. So it's good for me overall, because any publicity is good publicity, but it's bad for the overall awakening that you're not out there doing positive, meaningful, real work, that you're caught up in Operation Chaos, that you're caught up. That's a real FBI program still going on today to get us all fighting. So I hate saying bad things about Mr. Cooper, but it's just the truth. He wrote this stuff, and I influenced him clearly to get more credible now that I've researched it, because his UFO stuff wasn't working, and always changing his stories about the aliens and stuff in the meetings and wild stuff. And then he changed all the story down the road and became the big patriot leader, and he's going to fight the New World Order, and he's the only leader, and everybody else is full of baloney, and nobody's good but him. Remember that? Because, and I think he went crazy. But I've seen local talk show hosts that have 10,000 listeners go crazy. They can't handle the power. Me, I become more humble as we gain momentum. So I trust in God. We'll take more calls when we get back. Next hour coming up, huge blitz of key info. Stay with us.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
If you noticed, I get good activists, people that are doing good work on, and I edify them. I build them up. That's what I've always attempted to do. But a lot of people just see this as turf and try to tear down others. And so I'm the biggest thing in the anti-New World Order movement there is in the world now. There's no debating that. And I'm not, it's been that case for about 5-6 years, and we haven't liked to say it, but it's really undisputed now. And so we're going to get attacked. And so people need to know that. So I just say, don't even defend us out there on the web. Don't waste your time. Wake up new people. Warn them about the vaccines. Warn them about the New World Order. Warn them about the fluoride, the chemtrailing. We had giant rain clouds forming low level all over Central Texas yesterday. And here came the jets spraying the chemtrails at low level, blocking them, dissipating them, knocked them all out. But killed them. And so we're in a record drought. And the White House admits it. Head of Ecoscience, John Holdren, says they're doing it to save you. But when you actually read the State Department Memorandum 200 and other publications that he and Henry Kissinger wrote, they say they'll use weather weapons to make people starve, and food as a weapon, and war and famine. They're doing it. I wanted to get into that. He just comes out and goes, oh, we're going to terraform to save the planet from the sun. It's the big enemy now with their geoengineering. See, we expose all this. We say it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide. All these years from the test, all these medical scientists, researchers, chemists do it. Universities do studies. And then found out, oh, our very universities involved with the feds and the Department of Energy and other governments spraying it. We even have their flight plans now. We even have the research. I mean, this is becoming mind-blowing. The information we're discovering. I mean, that's what I mean. We can't be fighting over Alex Jones, whether I'm good, bad, or whether or not I'm a clown. The point is, it's about the issues. And we don't have time to screw around, folks. They've stolen $23.7 trillion and counting. They're stealing money worldwide, not just here. That's only in the U.S. They're planning to really bring in tyranny to get away with their heist. We got to reach out and wake folks up. All right, before I go back to your calls, get to some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying out of his own money from his own pocket to be able to offer you this deal, so it won't last forever. So listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp or military drill and structure attitudes. Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Frontsight.com. Check it out today. And lastly, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the wonderful folks where I've chosen to get my storable foods. We don't have to remind you that the globalists will use food as a weapon, and you won't ever stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. It is essential that everybody have high-quality storable foods. This is massively, at least 55% under grocery store prices, This is life insurance you can eat. Will be more valuable than gold if stuff completely breaks down, which we hope isn't happening, but this is an insurance policy. Feed you tomorrow at half the cost of yesterday's prices with all the inflation that's coming. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. With all this flu stuff coming up, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. It's good to have storable foods. You can stay indoors if you need to. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. What's going to have to happen is calls at the bottom of the next hour, because for 30 minutes, I'm breaking down the revolution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.